This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Will once again allow us to express our gratitude to each of you, and to once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information in that altered state of consciousness, and that that altered state of consciousness is easy for you to achieve at this time as a result of the energy that you have created. And you will once again have that opportunity to telepathically interact with other entities, or that portion that you refer to as your higher self. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, seems like such a simple topic that we continue to come back and reflect upon, that this reality that you are experiencing is a reflection of the belief that you hold. And so, each of you has the opportunity to experience different interactions, not only with each other in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but interactions with other entities or other energy, as if you wish, in other various states of consciousness. It's once again a validation of what it is that you believe. You see, there are entities existing within your vibrational levels and your awakened consciousness state who believe without any doubt that they are experiencing and have experienced other incarnational beings. And for many, they find it relatively easy to enter into an altered state of consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness to experience interactions that are occurring, or, if you so believe, have occurred in those other incarnational periods. While for others, there are some who don't believe that at all, who believe that this is it, that you are put on this earth by some force and you are here for a specific reason, and when that interaction ends at the termination of this incarnational period, then there will be a decision as to whether or not you pass the necessary tests, and that this is it. You can have that if you believe, if that's what you wish to desire, then you can have that experience. And in that situation, for those entities, it's very difficult to alter their consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness to experience other activities that their subconsciousness, that stock of consciousness that they are involved in the creation of. For other entities, there are the questions of perhaps even in this incarnational period, each thought that you have brings forth an opportunity to make a choice, and depending upon the choice that you make, you have that experience in this incarnational period in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But then perhaps the other choice is experienced at some level of your consciousness in another reality creation process. And so you continuously have these multiple experiences in other levels of your consciousness, while in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period, you will experience the realities that are based upon the particular choice that you make from this particular conscious state. Well, for some that becomes a very difficult stretch to imagine that there can be other of these alter realities being experienced at the same time. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is that you desire. You see, for some, it's a stretch to believe that your consciousness, this fuck of consciousness that you are, can be involved in these multitude of creation processes. It can become very complicated. And yet, we would suggest that that fuck of consciousness that you are is involved in the creation of billions of interactions that are occurring even within your own physical body. You see, you exist within each and every cell of your physical being. Each of you can accept that. And each and every cell in your physical being is involved in a certain function to allow the body to act as one, if you wish. And yet each cell is separate. And yet you are all one within your physical being. And yet each cell is operating and carrying out a specific function with some direction. And that direction is given by that spark of consciousness that you are, which is influenced by the decisions that you make and the choices that you make and what it is that you imagine in your so-called awakened consciousness state. If you in your awakened consciousness state, for example, believe that certain elements, certain foods that you consume are going to have either positive or negative effects upon your physical being, then indeed the spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief system, and the cells within each and every entire system within your body validate the belief system. Do what is ever necessary to make you experience that which you believe. We've suggested many times that what you consume is not nearly as important as what you believe about what it is that you consume. There are other individuals who believe that there are certain elements or energies that surround them and can influence their reality. A very simple concept to have validated. When you consider that that spark of consciousness that you are is carrying out all of these other multitude, billions of activities, then in comparison to create a reality that validates the belief that you have guides or angels that are influencing your reality is a very simple achievement, a very simple reality to accomplish. In your so-called awakened consciousness state, this conscious mind that you have, many times has difficulty focusing on more than one particular thought. If you have someone in your awakened consciousness state, in your vibrational level, who is capable of functioning at with their concentration on three or four elements at the same time, what you refer to as multitasking, you look upon them as being some kind of a genius. And yet that spark of consciousness that you are, each of you, has a subconsciousness that's functioning on and carrying out billions of activities at the same time. And so the questions that you ask from your so-called awakened consciousness state that seem to be so bizarre when compared to the activities that your subconsciousness is involved in creating this reality to validate your belief systems, both your human consciousness belief systems and your societal belief systems and your individual belief systems, the multitude of billions of activities that are being dealt with simultaneously, if you wish, than the other so-called beliefs that you hold seem relatively minor. In comparison, if you wish to have guides and angels, you can have them. It's not difficult. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you believe that there are negative and positive elements, then you can have that. The only negative and positive elements in your reality exist in your conscious state. Your subconsciousness does not judge whether it's negative or positive, but simply gives to you a validation of the beliefs you hold without judgment. Right or wrong, good or bad, positive or negative energies are awake consciousness concept. do not exist at the level from which you create your reality, at that spark of consciousness that you are. So if individuals can be involved in the same experience, the same day-to-day activity, if you want, and one carries away one interpretation of what the experience was, and another carries away an entirely different interpretation, each validating beliefs that they hold. One believes that it's possible to have these energies that are influencing your reality, while the other does not. And so each carry away different perceptions of a similar experience. What do you believe? If you believe, for example, that there are certain elements that you must achieve in order to somehow transcend or to ascend to some level of accomplishment in this incarnational period, then the spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief system, puts in place those particular elements to allow you to achieve from a conscious level, so that you can have that experience, so that you can experience the feelings that are associated with that particular interaction. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. We've suggested many times that you are not here to learn something unless you desire to be here to learn something. We've suggested many times you are here by choice, your choice, absolutely. Everything that you experience is a validation of your beliefs. Everything that you experience is an accomplishment that gives to you that which you desire, what you desire, not what some other entity believes that you must accomplish, not that there's some other plan in place other than the one that you have put in place that you believe is necessary. If you want to have that, you can have it. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instant that you should or should not be involved in certain belief systems. That's your choice. Do whatever it is that you wish to do. Because you see, it's your desire to be here. It's your choice to be here. You're not put here by some other entity. There are no lessons that you must learn other than those which you believe you must learn. You are not put here because you have to and for some reason achieve some type of learning or to accomplish certain lessons. Absolutely not. Unless, of course, you wish to have that experience. If you believe that there's some type of ascension that's necessary, then you can have that. If you don't believe it, then you can have that as well. Neither one is any more important or less important than the other. Neither one is any more right or wrong than is the other. Yes, just as personal choice, and you can have, not only can have, but do have whatever you desire. If you wish to believe that you are not in control, that there are some other energies or elements or whatever that are influencing your creation process, then the spark of consciousness that you are creates that reality to validate what it is that you choose to believe and what it is that you desire to experience. It's so simple. And yet, in your conscious state, it can appear to be so complicated. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Do you wish to experience energies that surround you? Then you can have that. Are they real? The only thing real in this reality is that you create the reality, that you are the God you search for, and that you cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. An important illusion. We're not suggesting for a minute that it doesn't have significance. But nonetheless, it's an illusion. It's a validation of beliefs that you hold. And the beliefs that you hold are your choices, not someone else's choices. There are the human consciousness belief systems that you agreed to participate in. You agreed. You weren't subjected to those particular belief systems. You agreed to participate. Similarly, there are the societal belief systems that you once again, to a certain extent, agree to hold in place. You agree through your participation to perpetuate those belief systems. And then there are the human, the individual belief systems that you have the capacity to change more readily than either of the other belief systems. But nonetheless, your choice. Your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Bottom line. All the rest is up for grabs. You create your reality without exception. And so when you experience interactions, as with other level of your consciousness, with what you believe to be other energies and other entities, it's not that it's real or not real, it's because you choose to believe. You choose to believe. You are, as an entity, connected with every other entity, every other spot of consciousness that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You choose to limit your understanding of that connection, of the One. You choose to understand it, to limit your understanding of the connection with the now, that time and space are illusionary. You choose to put in place those limitations so that this reality that you do experience in your awakened consciousness day seems to be more real, more beyond your ability to manipulate and to control. Appears. It's an illusion. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. All of your reality. Each and every atom in your entire universe. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. You don't have to pass any tests. You don't have to ascend. You don't have to become more enlightened and less of course. You choose to believe. And when you choose to believe, it's your choice. It's your reality. It's a validation of your belief systems. And it can be very exciting, and it can indeed invoke intense emotions and feelings, which is why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
In this particular illusion that we are in, there are times when we come into contact, and I would say by agreement, with other entities whose sense of values and whose actions as we perceive them are totally foreign to our own. And to the point that sometimes, in my case, I ask myself, why did I agree to subject myself or allow myself to be in contact with this entity? And in the back of my mind, I'm wondering if they are even of the same vibratory level, or if they are what almost seem like they are alien. Is that my perception only?
Alien becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. Because you see, each entity that exists in this vibrational level is no more, no less than any other entity that exists in this vibrational level. Each of you are connected, if you wish. You are all that is. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state that you exist within each and every atom that exists within your entire universe. And yet we've suggested that many, many times, time and time and time again. You are all that is. And when we suggest that you are all that is, then each and every entity within your vibrational level gets the same message. Yet of you are all that is, and yet you are individuals. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp when the reality you're experiencing is not one that you desire, or one that you experience as being less than desire, but and yet of all of the information that we give to you, it comes back to the basics. You create your reality. The reality you experience validates beliefs that you hold. Now, when one is involved in a day-to-day interaction, one begins to question that particular belief that you are completely in control, that it's validating a belief that you hold when it's not a very desirable reality that you're experiencing. And yet, we suggest that it's a combination of beliefs that form a belief system that creates your reality. We've used the analogy before that it's looking like looking at an object within your reality in your awakened consciousness state. Some type of element, for example, that seems to be very solid. For example, the chair that you sit upon. It's comprised of atoms. Atoms very similar to all of the other atoms that exist throughout your entire universe. And yet these atoms have some unique properties that when combined form certain types of molecules, and the combination of those molecules result in the elements that are responsible for the creation of the chair that you sit in. Very solid appears, and yet when you break it down to its individual atoms, each atom is very similar to the atoms that are occurring around you in the very air that you breathe, which seems to have no substance at all. And so it's a combination of those atoms that are responsible for the chair that you sit in. So similar to all of the other atoms, and yet the experience that they result in are quite different. And so it is, you have a combination of belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience. And we break it down to its simple form, saying that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And it is. But that belief system is comprised of a multitude of beliefs. A multitude of beliefs, many of them interacting and perhaps even conflicting with one another. And your stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system. Similar to the chair that you sit in, while comprised of elements of atoms that are similar to the rest of atoms in your entire universe, and yet the uniqueness of that combination of atoms into molecules and results in the various elements that allow you, on one hand, to sit in a very solid and rigid form, while on the other hand, breathing in similar atoms that seem to have very little structure at all. And so, your belief systems are similar. A combination of belief systems allow you to experience the reality. And that reality may appear to be negative, but within that are positive elements. Absolutely positive elements that can give you the keys to understanding what the beliefs are that you hold within inside that are responsible for the experience. And if you don't like the experience, then go within inside. Discover what the beliefs are and alter them. And that's many times we understand easier said than done, because some of those belief systems you choose to put in place in an altered state of consciousness. As difficult as that is for you to grasp when in your awakened consciousness state you think that that consciousness, this awake state, is all there is. and yet the stock of consciousness that you are is so much greater. It's so much greater. As we suggested earlier, your consciousness has the capacity to concentrate on one, maybe two or three or four elements or thoughts at one time. If you get up to the three or four, you're considered to be a genius. Well, imagine the genius of who and what you truly are that's functioning on billions of interactions at the same time. And so it is that it's quite easy for that spark of consciousness that you are to take all of your belief systems and combine them and create a reality that seems to be negative, and yet it's giving to you that which you desire. It's validating beliefs that you hold. It can be very difficult, particularly when one is involved in this type of interaction that seems to be nothing but negative responses and negative results, to grasp the concept that it is a validation of what it is that you truly desire. Very difficult. We understand that absolutely. And yet until you can accept that, it also becomes even more difficult to change it. You see, if you believe you're not in control, then the spark of consciousness that you are will continue to give you validation of that belief system. If, however, you accept the responsibility that you are in control, and you take the first step to discovering what it is that you believe that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. And if you learn from the experience, the emotions and feelings that are associated, and then you begin to pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that surround that interaction, you can have glimpses of what it is that you believe. So much of it comes back to individual beliefs in who and what you truly are, individual beliefs in one's value of who and what they truly are. While we hesitate and have, not only in this incarnational period, but in all of our interactions with a bunch of you throughout others of your incarnational periods, we hesitate to give you any type of methods or techniques that you can utilize, because you see, your belief in the method or technique is far more important than the method or technique. And yet, some underlying beliefs that you hold influence your reality and give you opportunities to consciously influence your reality. And some of those beliefs are that you like who you are, that you like each and every part, even those parts that others may look at and find less than desirable. It doesn't matter. If you don't like who you are, then you will have trouble consciously influencing your reality. And to love yourself consciously becomes very, very important. And you can't love yourself consciously if you don't like who you are. You like who you are by building and strengthening your character, by doing things in your awakened consciousness state to validate and to utilize certain characteristics that you desire to have, establishing a very strong set of principles and applying them. And as you apply them, you strengthen your character and you begin to like who you are. Even if at times others look upon you as not reacting in a positive manner or being rather negative or not going with the flow if you wish, doesn't matter. If it's your principles and you apply them in a consistent manner, you will like who you are. You will begin to develop the character to be who you are. You see, so many individuals are worried that others may not like who they are. The irony of it is that when you like who you are, others will like you as well. But if you don't like who you are, then others won't like you either. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't love yourself consciously, it becomes very difficult to believe that you are worthy of altering your reality simply by having a desire and utilizing your imagination. Because if you don't love yourself consciously, then you begin to lack and to doubt one of the essential elements that are necessary for the creation process through a conscious level, and that is the expectation that it will occur. And so the reality that you experience in this awakened consciousness state, once again, is a combination of a validation of belief systems. Not just simply one belief off all by itself. And those belief systems and the ultimate experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state is to a great extent influenced by the belief that you have in who and what you truly are. If you don't believe you're in control, then the reality you experience will validate that belief. If you don't believe that it's possible for you to alter your reality from a conscious state, then you shall have realities to validate that belief system. If you don't believe that you are worthy enough to accomplish any type of particular element that you desire to bring into your reality, then the stock of consciousness that you are will validate that belief system. If you don't have the expectation that you can create it all, then the reality you experience is a validate, that you don't have that expectation. The irony of it is, once again, that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you whatever it is that you desire. And while in your awakened consciousness state, some of the experiences can be less than desirable, nonetheless, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices at the accomplishment. And once again, many times some of the beliefs that you hold, you have agreed to participate in at other levels of your consciousness, at what you might like to refer to as your between incarnational states. At that level of consciousness, you put in place certain belief systems that you bring into this reality. You agree to participate in various relationships in this incarnational period for the possibility of experiencing certain realities that allow you to experience the feelings associated with that reality creation process. If you don't like that experience, it's always possible to alter the belief systems, absolutely. Even your scientists are beginning to understand that through certain visualization techniques and beliefs, it's possible to alter your DNA. And as a result of altering the DNA, you alter certain reality experiences. You have, in certain areas in your so-called world system, children who are being born with certain so-called negative DNA characteristics. And those children who seemingly do not have the ability to make a conscious decision, who are not in any way from your awakened consciousness state mature enough to make any types of decisions that influence their reality, and yet their DNA is being altered within the first year of their existence. Their choice. It's not some miracle. It's not some element that's beyond each of your control, but rather, as we have suggested, entities coming into this particular new age and new energy that you are experiencing and bringing with them at a level of their consciousness that is within the realm of what you would call an altered state of consciousness, the understanding that they can and do create this reality, and as a result of that understanding, literally altering the DNA that is their basic makeup for the experiences that they bring into this incarnational period, and altering them at that early stage to allow for an entirely different experience than what they agreed to participate in their so-called in-between incarnational period. A difficult concept to grasp, we understand, but nonetheless, one that is based upon the understanding that the reality you experience is absolutely a reflection of the belief that you hold, and that the belief that you are worthy of that type of creation process is a necessary element to achieve that alteration. For many so-called adults, that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. For you see, as adults, you believe that you are somehow superior in terms of your emotional and mental achievements. That as you reach your so-called adulthood, you somehow become wiser. That's an awakened consciousness, that the spark of consciousness that you are is no more and no less than any other spark of consciousness that exists throughout all of creation. The reality that you experience, although seemingly negative from your so-called awakened consciousness that, is a validation of beliefs that you hold, a validation of a combination of beliefs that are in a belief system. Many times, once again, beliefs that you choose to put in place in altered states of consciousness, not necessarily even your awakened consciousness that. So we have suggested as well many, many times that you go within inside, that the answers are within inside, that you understand one should go within inside, for it cannot be written down and it cannot be explained through the use of a vocabulary, but it can be experienced within inside. Each of you has that capacity and that opportunity. You have but to believe. You have but to go within inside into consciously attempt to grasp that understanding of what it is that you believe that's responsible for the reality that you experience. And when you understand what it is that you believe, then you have the opportunity to change it, providing, of course, that you believe it's possible for you to create your reality. Does that answer your question?
Does that mean that our perception of another entity as being a positive or a negative one is really the source of that, is our own belief system? And can that be adjusted by making a conscious decision to just say and start, well, if I see this situation again, I'll consciously decline to accept that kind of a contract?
When you look upon the society that is entirely different from the society that you exist in, not only you, but we're suggesting each and every entity in your entire incarnational being, you have a tendency to look at that society many times as having very negative and very bizarre interactions and very bizarre customs that seem to be barbaric in many cases. And the irony of it is that the individuals existing in that so-called bizarre and barbaric system look upon your system as being bizarre and barbaric. Who is right and who is wrong? The only right or wrong is a human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. You are involved in certain interactions because you choose to be. You may judge them as being positive or negative. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you wish to do, we're not suggesting for an instant that you don't become involved in some type of judgmental action. If that's what you desire to do, it's not right or wrong. Other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness, that And if it allows you to be involved in an experience that you perceive as being more positive, and if that's what you desire, then by all means, go for it. Absolutely. Right or wrong does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. It becomes very difficult many times for individuals involved in a so-called conscious interaction to apply the principles that they hold as being very dear when they believe that it may interrupt or disrupt a relationship. And so you must ask yourself, what is more valuable, the relationship or liking who you are? We've suggested many times, particularly in this incarnational period when we began these interactions, that should you choose to believe that you have the capacity to consciously control your reality, should you choose to believe that we are indeed in your so-called vibrational level, entering into what we refer to as the new age and new energy, and in that new age and new energy have the capacity to consciously influence your reality, and should you choose to make the choice to be involved in that transition, then there's a very strong possibility that the relationships that you're involved in will completely change. And in many times, relationships that you're involved in will be altered, will dissipate. It's not right or wrong. And many times that alteration of that relationship seems to be a natural progression. It doesn't necessarily occur instantly, but it just appears to be a natural progression. When it is more noticeable and prevalent is when one is involved in a what we refer to as an abusive relationship, where one chooses to believe that they are in control, and one refuses to continue to be into the victim status. And as a result, the two entities simply grow apart, separate. Because you see, they no longer fulfill each other's purpose. They no longer fulfill each other's belief systems. And so they go into different areas of relationships to fulfill and to validate new belief systems that one may hold. Perhaps one hasn't changed, but one is not expecting or experiencing validation of belief systems in that relationship anymore, and so they choose to end it. The victim is in control. It's the victim who chooses to alter belief systems. And so, when you make that choice, and it is a choice that you can make in your awakened consciousness state, to accept that you are all that is, and to begin to utilize the understanding that liking yourself and self-love are necessary elements to consciously create your reality, and you begin to put those beliefs in place and to practice them and to apply them in your day-to-day activities, your interactions with others will definitely change. And many times when one looks back, they may wish that some of those changes hadn't occurred. But nonetheless, it becomes a validation of beliefs that you hold. And so when you're involved in those interactions, you choose to be there. There's no one else subjecting you to that. You choose to be involved. When an individual is involved in a particular abusive situation, it's because they choose to be involved, not because they have to. Because at some level of their reality, at some level of their consciousness, they believe and hold a belief, perhaps, that they are less than another, or that they are not worthy of accomplishment of certain reality experiences. The spark of consciousness that you own gives to you that which you desire, without exception, validates beliefs that you hold. Once again, if you don't lack your reality, or if you don't lack certain experiences within your reality, change the belief and you will change the reality. go with inside and discover what the belief system is so that you can change it. Pay attention to the spontaneous reactions, the spontaneous attitudes, to get glimpses of what the beliefs are that you hold. For you see, your attitudes and belief systems go hand in hand, and one is tied to the other. And when you pay attention to the attitude, you can look at it, and instead of putting it aside, saying, oh, I shouldn't have that attitude, rather pay attention. Oh, that's an attitude that I didn't realize was there. Where does that come from? What belief do I hold that's responsible for that type of attitude? And then work on changing that belief. And then, as a result, the attitude changes as well. And as a result, the experiences change as well. Does that answer your question?
That helps a lot. Thank you.
Well, now, well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable and interesting experience interacting with each of you. And we would remind you that once again we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, even but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. You are nearing the completion of this transition of your new age and new energy. For many, that transition and the opportunity to be involved in that conscious creation experience has been available for a very long time, and for many they have been experiencing those subtle changes in your so-called energy. That opportunity absolutely is available to you, to them. You have but to believe. The irony of it is that if you choose not to believe, that's okay too. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. There is no right or wrong way other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. And so, once again, until the next time that you offer us this opportunity, we would bid farewell to each of you with love and with peace.